Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good afternoon on a Football Friday. I need to explain that soundbite, and this first topic is going to take people paying a little extra attention. I don't like to do shows or start shows where it's like a Sherlock Holmes show or book, but I think this story is interesting, and I think it's worth talking about and worth getting people's take on. So we've got Mulsey here. We've got Donnie doing a double dip. He just hosted the Donnie Football
Friday.
Love
the Bass Pro Shops hat you've decided to
Well, that's because he's
today.
Going to Shane Gillis after this. He's in a funny, he's in a
Wait,
silly
what
mood.
Does Shane Gillis have to do with Bass Pro Shops? He rocks the hats?
It's just the vibe of that whole late 20s, early 30s guy crew.
You remember when we were alive like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little bit jealous of Donnie. But... So that's Marlon Humphrey on the Steelers and saying there was an underlying thing, it seemed like, with them, and that he knows something, but he doesn't want to say something about it. He doesn't want to spill the beans or let the cat out of the bag. Marlon Humphrey, I would think, has three people inside the Steelers locker room who he could get information from.
Queen.
Patrick Queen, Deshaun Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
And the wild card...
Wait a minute. Why am I not thinking of this very quickly?
...is George Pickens because they're from the same hometown and went to the same
Hoover.
High school.
They're yep. Hoover guys.
They are.
I did not know that about Humphrey.
So just put that in your back pocket as we go on this little trek together to start the show.
All right. So you're... Hold on. I'm going to turn my mic off.
No,
I feel like you're going to go
no.
on a family circus,
no,
Jeffy's dotted line journey
here. I don't want this to turn into a monologue here. So... You're armed with that information, what Humphrey said about the way the Steelers acted themselves, the way they sound, and then what he knows.
And then some weird mumbly, thing at the end where he didn't want to say it, but he wanted to make it clear he was holding back.
So we made a swap on the sports call last night. I was in with Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Josiah from San Antonio called in, as he's wont to do.
Our buddy. I like Josiah.
And he said this on the sports call last night.
He said that George Pickens, I guess, is so terrible with his teammates. I don't know how true this is. He said that he's riding the bus with the media. Is this true or not? Because if that is, he definitely needs to get traded.
Good question, Josiah.
What? So, okay.
What?
That call happens on our station and on KDK Plus last night. I instantly... get multiple text messages about it, a phone call while I'm driving home that I missed that I need to circle back to today. So let me tell people what that means. I don't know how Josiah gets this information. There are multiple buses that go from the team hotel to the stadium. They leave at different times. For an 8 o'clock game, a pack of buses leaves at 4:30. Another pack of bus leaves at 5:30. Okay? There's the early one, there's the later one. Now, the later one is not just for media and stuff. It's, by the way, it's not for media. It's for Steelers employees and big sponsors, people from like PNC Bank, Giant Eagle,
VIPs, and or right. like support staff.
So
yeah, the imagine Pickens with Alan Saunders.
There's a convoy of buses that leave at 5:30.
Yeah,
so that would be 2.5 hours before the game, and I would think my understanding is that two of those buses are mostly for players, and the other buses for the auxiliary people we're talking about. Apparently, Pickens was on the auxiliary bus with the sponsors and Steelers front office people, not with his teammates. And that's why Josiah says, is there some kind of falling out, or is he in trouble or hot water with his teammates where he's choosing or picking to ride over to a game, a playoff game, with sponsors and Steelers front office people rather than his teammates? Now, I've talked to people that has happened before. It's not a first. It's George Pickens is not the first player to ever do that. But given how things have gone with George, I mean, he's a hard guy to give the benefit of the doubt or not think that something fishy or peculiar is going on. Is it just coincidental that there's overflow, there's not room on the other two player buses, and he's the one who volunteers to basically be a lone wolf or lone soldier on this bus? Maybe. Maybe. But then you've got this too. Okay, tell me what you guys think of this.
Wait, there's more to this?
There's more. Donnie, you've been to tons of Steelers games. Malzy, you've been to a few. We have people that get up into the press box at Steelers games early, and they watch what happens before every game. So this is not some kind of completely proprietary information.
It's happening in the stadium when people are in the stadium. Yeah. It's public knowledge.
So usually what happens is guys go out and they warm up before the game. Then they go in, they change, they put their pads on, they put their uniform on, they go out and get ready for the game and warm up like officially as a team before the game starts. The only wide receiver who played in that game who was not part of the let's warm up and get loose together activity with Russell Wilson and the Steelers quarterbacks and Calvin Austin, Van Jefferson, etc. for a playoff game was Pickens. For a playoff game where he wasn't on the same page with Russ in the Christmas game, and then even worse in the Bengals game, here come the playoffs and he's not out there doing that part of getting into a rhythm with guys. These might seem like small things to people, and isolated in a vacuum, they are. But it adds up, man.
Well, if you were at trial and you were trying to mount like almost like character evidence or like just little bits and pieces to strengthen your case, taken as pieces to a greater puzzle, they kind of click in easily. It's not just two pieces sitting there on the floor with no connective tissue. They connect to a much bigger pattern here for the guy. And one thing that I do think, like, fans who get mad at us and want to believe that we're always making something out of nothing don't understand is, you get to the pros, you might think all of these guys close ranks and are all united against, say, the outside noise. Like, Harris will talk about that. That is not the case.
Well, Najee said they weren't. Najee said it was the opposite.
But he has, like, talked about it before, though, and tried to, like, you know, united front, we're all in this together. No locker room in history has ever been like that. There are always guys in every sport who don't get along. And I think, furthermore, to say what I really want to get to here is, I think people want to believe that when we talk about, like, George Pickens acting in a way that would be, you know, we think is unacceptable, they want to believe that his teammates are like, no, it's fine. That's not the case. Like, that just isn't. There are guys I can pretty much say, not with, like, formal certainty, but I can pretty much assume, Pony, make an educated guess, are very tired of the way George Pickens goes about his business off the field. Do you think that is a fair statement to make?
Well, yeah, and I just...
That the act is wearing thin.
That's also why I wanted you guys to hear the Marlon Humphrey clip.
Humphrey also would have connections with Minka, possibly with Najee, Alabama guys, yeah, too. There's more than just the couple right. You named.
Exactly. Thank you for doing that extra research there from his college days.
It was Nate tweeting us and then somebody messaging
me. Thank you,
me.
Nate. So, I guess what this leads to is, does anyone really want him back? 412-928-9370. We've seen the Steelers' troubled wide receiver story before. We've seen the guy who teases you and tempts you with the incredible talent and the amazing ability at the position. And I'm interested in hearing at the beginning of the show from people, if there's anybody left who thinks that this situation can be rectified, can be remedied, can be fixed without just sending George to a new home. Because my answer is no. Once it gets this far down, the Steelers' history is to cut ties with the guy. And what is the solution here? A quarterback gets him the ball more so he's happier? I don't see that happening. We're talking about Justin Fields right now. If it's Justin Fields, what does that mean? They're more of a run-based offense because that's what the quarterback does best. Get him moving. That's not like a George Pickens friendly, or that's not an offense that's built around him. You give him a contract extension to try to put a big smile on his face? I wouldn't want to hand that guy $25 million a year, something like that. And I don't think he'll take less because I think he has a very high opinion of himself.
I don't want him back. I think he's been, it's now very clear that every red flag report on him pre-draft was true to at least some degree, that he has been enabled basically his whole life in terms of how, you know, he gets treated by football coaches and everything because of what he's capable of. Here's probably the more important thing. These stories you're sharing, these things like Josiah related to you on the sports call, which hell of a job by him to really break the old case wide open. They paint a picture of a guy who doesn't want to be back here, period. Like, what amount of money would they have to offer him where he would do this?
And
I don't think he wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler
anymore.
I think it's
fair to wonder if he's been like ostracized either by his teammates or he's closed himself off. I mean, we've seen what Freiermuth has had to do with him in game. We've seen what Broderick Jones has tried to get through to him and it hasn't worked. You know, Russ is always going to say positive stuff, but, you know, I mean,
Russ didn't spare him on that interception play against the Chiefs. Like, he made it clear that something happened there that wasn't supposed to happen on that play.
I want to once and for all hear from people today. Does anyone really want him back? Does anybody really think that this George Pickens situation can resolve itself and fix itself?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll do the tail of the tape in a few minutes on the remaining teams in the NFL playoffs and go position by position. Who's the best at what, including quarterback? Would you rather have Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen, the up-and-coming Jaden Daniels?
We already picked the games on the PM Team podcast page, but what you really want to do is go to my Twitter account and just look for videos of our friend Jenna from the sales department, who doesn't even know what most of these teams' nicknames are, and is now 16-4 in the last 20 games she has picked against the spread.
She thought the Chicago football team was the Bengals, for example.
Correct. And she is 16-4. We didn't even get her picks today, Donnie, for the divisional round. But
well, you're going to have to get those,
Chris. Rest assured, she probably is going to pick at least three winners.
412-928-9370. Here is Sean on George Pickens. Hello, Sean.
Cody, Balti, thanks for taking my call.
Don't forget about Donnie.
Donnie.
Hey, you're calling from Greensburg. You got to bring Salem's finest into the conversation.
Passing Greensburg Salem Middle School right now. So, hey, I called a couple years ago, guys, and I said this was coming. It was going to get progressively worse. He was some nonsense between him and Trubisky, and it was elementary at the time, but you could see this was coming. So I want him out of town as fast as possible, okay? And I think I missed my opportunity yesterday when I could have bought him a ticket on the Bezos experimental rocket. Mm. This guy is a complete disaster. And you know what? And I blame a lot of it on Tomlin because he's the ultimate enabler, and he has been for years.
Well, that part is true. I did not know that Bezos now was trying to match
Musk.
Elon.
That was Musk's rocket that blew
and
up
also,
over the Caribbean.
It was Deontay that had an issue with Trubisky and not George Pickens.
A little intense. He was wishing him a ticket on a rocket that blew up.
Did Elon's rocket blow up?
Yeah, I just said it blew up over the Caribbean and delayed flights for like 90 minutes while debris fell to Earth.
No humans?
No, it was like a test thing, but I like that they called it an unplanned disassembly of the rocket. No, the rocket blew up, pal.
Rod is next. Hello, Rod.
Hi. I believe you don't bring him back, and I believe Mike Tomlin's at fault, but when you get rid of him, what are you going to get in return? All these other teams are seeing his attitude. Oh,
I think
nothing for him.
Rod, I think that's a very real concern based on like his talent. I think you're going to get nowhere near that like level of commensurate draft pick back.
So what are you saying,
man? I think at best you get a third and probably a fourth.
The third's the number that I think about. I think that's the best one.
But he's better than a third round pick coming back, but you're not going to get one because of what Rod said. I also don't blame Tomlin as much for enabling this. You know what I blame him for? Believing that he could actually change a player who very clearly was this way and had always been wired this way. And the only thing you maybe would argue that kept him, I won't even say under control at Georgia, but like relatively quiet, was Kirby Smart really could just say, I got like four other five-star receivers. I literally will just sit your ass on the bench.
And this team had Van Jefferson and Mike Williams. Here's Tony and Butler. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Tone.
Hey, I wouldn't bring him back, but the problem is, what are we doing to replace him? We are horrible at draft picks over the past few years.
Well, they used to have the Midas touch with wide receiver, but that well seems to have run dry, Tone.
You're right about that. They used to be able to draft wide receivers like Antonio Brown in the sixth round. All of a sudden, that doesn't work anymore. And my fear is letting him go. I don't have faith in ownership that they're going to go out and get a true number one.
Well, I think they'll try to draft one.
They'll try to draft one, but have they learned their lesson, I wonder? Has any introspection been done? Let's say they do trade Pickens. Also, Antonio Brown in the sixth round, I want to hear that coming
back.
Well,
don't you think they have corrected a little bit the Roman Wilson pick? He's a high character.
That's just a bad pick because Jalen McMillan, who's clearly a better player, was still there.
They didn't go for, like, Adonai Mitchell from Texas would have been one of those guys. Like, just huge talent, but kind of a knucklehead. Steelers take him because he's cut from that club.
How about, like, I guess what I mean is, have they learned their lesson insofar as they've clearly, whether they would admit it or not, decided to try to seek those guys out because they think that's an area in the draft where, like, they can get, you know, in the margins, one over on their competitors. It'd be like Balky at Jacksonville, and he should be fired, by the way.
Yeah.
He's known for drafting guys who have knee injuries in their past that are like Peyton Wilson situations. Like, he's known for doing that because he thinks that's where the value lies. If I were Mike Tomlin, or at least as an observer pony, I want to believe that Mike has seen this blow up in his face again and has finally decided, I'm going to stop doing this and pursuing these players, and I'll let them be somebody else's problem.
Let's see if Todd in Pittsburgh agrees. Todd, you're on the Fan.
Does anybody anymore in a locker room, like, you know, TJ or Cam, come up to him and say, hey, what are you doing?
Here is Mitchell in Pittsburgh. Hello, Mitch.
Hello.
Hi.
So one thing I want to say is I would hypothetically want him back, but the immaturity that he has shown, I can't see
especially
him getting
past that.
Especially
since he's in his third year, Mitchell. He's not going to be like...
He ain't a spring chicken. He ain't a baby anymore.
He's a veteran in NFL teenager terms now.
I want you to think about this, though, okay? Think about this.
Okay, I'm thinking about 22. It. I got my thinking cap on.
You're 22?
In paramedic school.
Okay.
Well, congratulations on all your success.
Very noble. With a baby in paramedic school, God bless you, man. You got a hell of a lot more going on at 22 than I did.
And with fire, right? After all of that, I look and I see how much money he is making, life-changing, and he's still making immature mistakes. He's being enabled.
Well, like the biggest problem, Mitchell, is that he's leaving potentially so much money out there unclaimed for himself if no team wants to commit to him in the long term.
Yeah, thank you, Mitchell. And keep
best
up keeping
of luck
on, man.
With the paramedic school.
Todd is called back in. Hello, Todd.
Does anybody anymore in a locker room, like, you know, TJ or Cam come up to him and say, hey, what are you doing?
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe they did, and George didn't like it. And so George said, I'm not down with you guys anymore. I'm not cool with you guys. And went over on the bus by himself and showed up late for the Christmas game and didn't want to go out there and warm up early with Russ and establish chemistry with him.
The Christmas game showing up late and then Tomlin's defense of him after the fact about the Wilson play, knowing what we all know now about when he showed up for that game, man.
Weak leadership.
Well, he looks weak. He looks toothless. And I always...
Any accuracy to the report that Pickens was late on Christmas Day to the game against the Chiefs?
Man, that's a few days back. I really don't know I have the answer to that, to be quite honest with you. I got a lot going on in pregame. I can't answer that definitively.
I want to stress that presumably all the rest of the players know the guy isn't there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They might be wrapped up in their own situations, but they know word trickles out like, hey, George isn't here yet. Man, the thing I always wonder is he's got this veteran team that seemed to have some major issues down the stretch communicating and everything else. And they all to a man, oh, Coach T is the only reason we got to the playoffs. It has to piss off people like Hayward, like Watt. Minka's all about business. Like, he takes it super seriously. I just think most of the guys on that team. Look, Broderick Jones did not have a good year. I can admit that. I think Broderick Jones takes football a lot more seriously, or seriously enough that it probably ticks him off too. What are you sending as a message to the rest of your team when you are allowing one guy to have a completely different set of rules, and it ain't an A-B situation where the guy is the best player and produces like it?
Here's why Tomlin prefers Donnie to George Pickens right now.
He's a football guy.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right.
I go back, and it's just, again, the guy has been enabled at every level. Kirby Smart probably would have done so, too, if he felt like he absolutely needed him. He just didn't, so that kind of keeps a guy in line. And Mike is just committing the same sin everybody else has with this play.
not have a Steelers game to run the tail of the tape on. So something unique here. Eight teams left, the Great Eight, the Final Eight, the Elite Eight, as it's called in college hoops. Chiefs, Texans, Commanders, Lions, Eagles, Rams, Bills, Ravens. We will go position by position. Who has the best players at each position? Divisional round weekend.
And we're pretty good at this because we know we don't ever have to break down a Steelers game after the wild card round. So we really are tuned into these other teams, paying very close attention. Too cheap of a shot there, Pony? Or
no, I like it.
Above board?
They deserve it right now. All right.
Yes, they do, my
quarterback.
Friend. Yeah.
I went Buffalo.
Of Josh all, Allen's of all my eight guy. Teams?
All eight. I went with Josh. The way he's done it,
yeah,
he's
make
cut
a,
down
make
the
a quick case for
he's
him.
Cut down the turnovers big time this year. Doesn't have Derrick Henry next to him. Doesn't have Andy Reid calling his plays. He's got Jan Brady.
Joe Brady's really good, man. He's real good. He was the guy who put together the LSU passing.
I went Buffalo. Malzi, who'd you go with?
Baltimore.
Donnie, who'd you go with?
Kansas City.
I just want to be different. I think it could be Lamar's year, my friends.
So you're like wishing and hoping? That's why
no,
you went
I
with
think
him?
It, I just think it could. I do get tired of the narrative because he's so good that he hasn't won. I would like him to win one so we can just talk about him like he's a normal player and not somebody who gives everyone
why?
Here brain
why? It's more enjoyable and more delightful for me to talk about him as the guy that can't get over the hump.
Well, maybe that's why I actually want to see it happen, so that you get that small joy taken away from you.
I think the funny thing here about Mahomes, too, is that there are probably half the teams where the quarterbacks had better seasons. It doesn't matter. Until the guy in the playoffs is dead and buried, it doesn't matter.
If we were drafting the eight quarterbacks left, where would Goff get picked? I'm curious about that, how you guys feel. On his current team, like you're taking him as he is, not like
in a vacuum. You're hijacking the segment. That's not what we're doing, drafting quarterbacks.
I said word association. One word, please.
I'd probably take him.
Man, he can't.
I would take him after the big three in the AFC, I think.
He's playing at a very, very high level.
Wait a minute. Are you drafting him for games this weekend or, like,
just
going forward? Oh, then I would take Jaden Daniels over him. There's not even a question about
wait,
it.
Wait, I thought you said Nick. Oh, I thought you
the rest
meant,
of
like,
the
right
playoffs.
Now.
Yeah, no, the
oh,
rest of the playoffs.
The playoffs.
I would take him over Jaden Daniels right now because I think he's going to put, like, 45 points on Washington.
Yeah,
anyway,
I guess
I am
none of the
hijacking.
Games are outside. All right, running back, who'd you go with, Chris?
I'm actually going with Baltimore again here. I think Henry's just an absolute.
Or Saquon.
Yeah, I think Henry's an absolute. Well, because, like, Henry has been actually better. He had a higher yards per carry, even though Saquon's got the best line, got that great scheme. I mean, Henry just, dude, he's a bulldozer,
Don?
Man.
So here's one to be a little bit different, because I felt like you got one of you guys would go with Baltimore, the other one would go with Philly.
Gibbs.
I will throw Detroit out there.
That's
because
a good one.
Once they get... Won't they get Montgomery back?
Yeah, they're getting Sonic and Knuckles reunited,
yeah.
But Gibbs has been outrageous by himself.
I but I think as good as Gibbs is, they have a phenomenal. They have the best 1-2 punch in the league.
Their big worry is going to be giving Montgomery the ball too much, I think.
I said that on the Peterson podcast, that exact point. I don't want Gibbs should be the guy and Montgomery should come in to close it like Bettis did back in the day when he was late in his career. I went Baltimore because I like Justice Hill more than Kenneth Gainwell to break the tie among their stable of backs. Wide receiver, Donnie, who'd you pick? Tail of the tape.
Philly.
Me too. Mulsey?
I'm tempted to be, you know what I am? I'm going to take Detroit. I love the variability you get there. You have St. Brown, who's like just a terrific all-around receiver.
And a guy that bets on football like us.
That was Jameson Williams. Oh, yeah, you're saying that's the other guy? Yeah. Jameson Williams is averaging like 22
yards
a catch.
And Tim Patrick, who the Steelers could have had for nothing, but
I'm,
made
I'm
no
going
attempt
Detroit
to bring
here,
him
my friends.
Tight end, I went Kansas City, much like Donnie's logic. Kelce in the playoffs, the all-time great playoff pass catcher other than Jerry Rice. And Noah
Gray.
50 Shades of Gray, as Chris Berman likes to call him.
Is that his use for him? Why wouldn't he call
is that
it
what
like
he goes with there?
Noah Earl Gray?
I think he goes, Noah, a touch of gray with a touchdown. Whoop! Did you guys see on Hard Knocks that Berman was at Ravens practice the day before or 2 days before the Steelers-Ravens game on the field as a VIP guest?
No, but that's
no.
pretty funny.
Yeah, that was probably the best part of Hard Knocks last week.
Man,
obviously I'm a couple episodes behind.
You're not really missing much. All right, who'd you go with tight end, Mulsey?
I have to go with Kansas City, too. I just think he like Mahomes, who I easily could have picked for quarterback, he just elevates his game to a different level when this time of year rolls around. He's ridiculous, man.
Don?
Yeah, I mean, Kelce, ridiculous in the playoffs, and, I mean, he's going to waltz into the Hall of Fame. To be different here, I'll actually go Buffalo, Kincaid and Dawson Knox.
Kincaid's really
good. Kincaid's had a bad year, though.
I know. I think he's talented. I think you can make a case for Laporta.
All right, let's go to offensive line. Mulsey.
I'm going to go Philly.
Dying?
No. I'm retracting that. I'm going Detroit. That's the engine that they got plays drawn up for Penei Sewell, man. Like actual plays where he gets the ball as a tackle eligible. I'm going Detroit.
Do you like those plays more than when Penn State runs their guard in motion down near the goal line and it never seems to do anything for them? Anyways,
I think Penei Sewell would be the best wide receiver on Penn State's roster right now.
I will happily go with Philly here.
Me too.
I think that's a great display of coaching, too.
Dude, their tackles haven't given up a pressure all year.
You have that.
It's unbelievable.
You have a reclamation project in there. Mekhi Becton looked like an NFL bust, and now he's a great guard.
Don't we think Hurts helps them a little bit? Like those guys? I mean, Goff is not going to move around to make Detroit's line look better.
We've run out of time, so we can't do defense. Who would you take as your coach? Donnie?
Reed.
Kansas City? Kansas City for me. Mulsey?
Dan Campbell.
That was the tale of the tape.
I'd take Tomlin over any of them. Put them on any of these teams and they'd win it.
I had corners for Houston with Lassiter and
Stingley's the best corner playing.
And I had linebackers.
You could go Eagles, though, very easily with Mitchell and DeGene.
With Luvu and Wagner. I did some deep research for Tale of the Tape, guys.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.